Aircheckdownloads.com.
It is Brunel Radio, James Tige. We're on the phone-in show between now and 1 a.m. It is getting on for 10 to 11. And we've got Jim on the line. Hello, Jim.
Good evening, James.
Where are you calling from?
Westbury Wilts.
Are you indeed? Now, Jim, we're going to discuss Brunel Radio.
Surprised that a new station started today. I only heard of it on HTV News this evening.
Right.
Both the wife and I, very avid OGWR listeners.
Right.
Until the advent of the new superstation.
Right.
Which, unfortunately for us, killed our evening's entertainment.
Aren't you a lucky boy, because now you've got some back again.
Well, yeah, The only thing that I took umbrage to is that the HTV News advertised Radio Brunel's for over 40s.
Brunel Radio?
Yeah.
The thing is, Jim, I mean, a lot of careful research has gone into Brunel Radio, and the one gap in the market seems to be, just generally, I mean, you see, you can't say that a radio station is aimed at everybody, and, I mean, you can't please everybody all the time, you know what I mean? So, although, sort of, Brunel Radio is definitely aimed at the older age group, you know, that doesn't mean that there isn't plenty of things to enjoy for people under that age.
Yeah.
And certainly the phone-in is something that I would hope appeals to everybody.
When we first originally listened to GWR several years ago, when Dave Barrett did the phone-in...
Right.
That was the thing that really turned us on to GWR radio.
Yeah.
Was its unequeness.
Yeah.
And now...
Well, actually, it isn't, you know. I mean, if you travel around the country, most radio stations have a phone-in at night.
Unique to this part of the area.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, now you've got one back, Jim.
If I wanted a superstation, I wouldn't bother now with GWR. Just listen to Radio 1. As far as I'm concerned, there's not much difference anymore. And though Radio 1 is probably a very good station, it's not my idea of an evening's entertainment.
I see. But a phone-in is.
It's very crafty the way... I think it was very crafty anyway, the way that GWR managed to get all their listeners to the FM station with the cash call and the FM favourite music competition.
I'll tell you what, you've got a brain in that head, Jim, haven't you?
It was brilliant, and then no reason given why the medium wave transmitter was closing down, none at all. And then I have to listen to a local television station to tell me that I've got a new radio station. Very good. I mean, our GWR trying to monopolise on the evening listener, and then thereby forcing their sort of output on you with no choice.
Not at all.
How many other listeners tonight?
Not at all.
GWR listeners, very few, I would imagine, very few indeed.
Well, the thing is, Jim, you see, you try and offer alternatives, don't you?
Yeah, but if they want to offer the alternative, they've got all the broadcast air time in the world to tell people what they're doing, not do it in a very underhand way.
Ah.
Which they did do. It's not been advertised or broadcast GWR.
No, it hasn't.
Very shabby way of doing it.
You think it's shabby?
Well, I mean, if you're selling oranges and lemons...
Yeah.
You don't just advertise the fact that you've got oranges to sell, you also put up a sign, also lemons.
Well, that is a very, very good point, Jim.
It's a very, very bad PR relationship with their listeners.
AircheckDownloads.com.